We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Kansas State University President Richard Myers, who is got his upcoming retirement here just a couple months away. And by the way, we are having him here for the whole hour. We are not taking phone calls this morning, so again, just be advised of that. We won't be taking calls this hour as President Myers is in studio with us. But we talk now here about some other topics here the university's been dealing with here the last few months. Obviously, COVID-19, that's been something we've been watching here for quite a while. In terms of vaccinations, how do you feel about where the university is at in terms of vaccinations against COVID-19?
Well, I think we feel really good about that. We've got at least 82% of faculty, staff, and students are vaccinated. We'd like that to be higher, but that's pretty good, and it's a lot better than Raleigh County as a whole. And we'll continue to push that, I think, as new people come on board and so forth. We expect them to get vaccinated, and most of them are. And we're also trying to follow the federal executive order about vaccinations that was released by the White House now a couple months ago. That changes every so often, and the courts will have a vote there as well, because some of that executive order is being challenged in the courts. But despite all that, we think the steps we're taking has kept campus safe. We have not turned out to be a super spreader event, or even a spreader event of any sort, to include our athletic venues. And we hope to keep it that way. We want to keep this community safe, keep the campus safe, keep the community safe, and not smother our hospital via Christie with a lot of COVID patients because we haven't done the right thing.
You know, we've seen in the news here, of course, you mentioned it keeps changing, the federal to the state law. You had a letter sent out to you from Attorney General Derek Schmidt, I think Thanksgiving week, about ceasing and desisting on these vaccine mandates. I'm curious, I think it was 455 exemption requests that were taken by the university. Do we know how many of those were approved or denied?
I'd say most of those have been approved. And there are two types, right? There's a religious exemption and there's the medical exemption. Quite different. But most of those will probably or have been already approved. And that letter from the AG, we were in compliance. He said we were not in compliance. We were actually in compliance with the state law for sure. We did a couple things to make sure there was no doubt about that. But we were in compliance all along with the state law. We're very, very attuned to the federal law, state law, of course, and anything that Raleigh County would want us to do in terms of keeping our population healthy.
Will there be any added challenges, do you think, to filling vacancies in the spring semester at K-State?
As related to the mandate, I don't believe so, as the federal mandate. But there are labor shortages across the country. And, of course, there are labor shortages, as most people listening to this know, right here in Manhattan. So, yes, there are going to be challenges filling vacancies at K-State, but not related to the mandate, not related to COVID-19, I don't believe. It's just going to be the normal trying to overcome the labor shortages that we're experiencing right now.
Okay. Do you anticipate this is where mandates for vaccines end, or do you believe students are all going to eventually be required to get the shot before enrolling?
So I can't opine on that. I do not know. I think what will happen, and I think what our medical group here in on campus think, is that every fall you'll get a flu shot, and that flu shot will also contain a vaccine against COVID, because they believe COVID will be here at some level in the community for a while, long time to come. So it'll never be totally gone. That may be wrong, but that's just the current thinking. But I don't know that those will ever be mandatory. There's some shots that are mandatory, and we'll just see how that plays out. We have this new variant, Omicron, right now. We'll have to see what impact it has on us. Is it transmit more easily? Is it more dangerous? Is it more deadly? That could change our thinking on this, but right now it's not something we're actually contemplating at this moment.
You know, it's interesting, and I think we had you back, we had you here in August, and I remember you said something that kind of stuck out to me. Was that if you could mandate vaccines on campus, you would. And eventually that did happen. We saw.
Yeah. And we, I think all the epidemiologists across the country, they all agree that the only way you wipe out this pandemic is to stop it from spreading and mutating. And the only way to do that is through vaccines. So vaccinations. So that's the way. If you want to stop wearing masks, if you want to get businesses back doing what they're supposed to be doing in a free and open manner without any restrictions, then if everybody got vaccinated, this thing would die out. But that's not likely to happen, and apparently. And so, yeah, I still feel that way. The vaccination, this is a disease that can be prevented. But like I say, we're 82% on campus. We feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're speaking with President Richard Myers here, Kansas State University. At this point during the pandemic, what do you see as the need for masking to continue in university facilities? Is there a chance that it becomes mask optional in the spring?
Well, it could. It all goes back. So we rely heavily on the CDC guidance. And right now the CDC guidance says if your county has either a high or substantial category of transmission, then you should wear a mask in congregate settings, mainly indoors. And so we're doing that right now. If that would go to moderate or low instead of high or substantial, then we could do away with the mask mandate. Again, there's a place where in our county, if we had more people vaccinated, we could get rid of that on campus. And nobody, I mean, people are getting really tired of it. On the other hand, it's a pretty small thing to do, frankly, to keep us all safe. And remember, the mask is more about stopping you from transmitting to somebody else than it is protecting you. So it's a selfless act. You're trying to protect your colleagues and your friends on campus, your peers, those that may be more vulnerable. And that's what it's all about. That's why we wear a mask. But we're just going to continue to rely on the CDC guidance.
All right, fair enough. And again, graduations are going to be, commencement activities will all be held this weekend, and I imagine masks required. Those are all indoors, are they not?
They are. They're going to be, yes, I'm just thinking right now. They're all indoors. For ours here at K-State, they'll be in Bramley's for the most part, and I think there'll be one in McCain. And then at Salina, that'll be in their recreational center.
Okay. How great is that to be able to say we're having in-person graduation? Because I remember last year, that was not a thing.
No, last spring, we had in-person outdoors. That was a glorious time because we missed a couple of graduations before that. This is wonderful to be able to say we're going to be indoors. We're going to have our graduation. We can do it safely. Come one, come all, and participate with those that are graduating. Celebrate their achievements.
You know, we're speaking with President Richard Myers. Going to take another quick time out. We're going to get into the state of the university heading into the new year and talk facilities as well here in the next segment. So stay tuned. More with President Myers in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.